I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. For weeks now, we've been listening to all kinds of Christmas music. Carols in the grocery store, holiday hits at Starbucks, live music on the streets. But one artist has taken the traditional holiday spirit in a new direction. Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Jana Mashone recorded 10 traditional songs in 10 different Native American languages. Let's listen to O Holy Night. Here it is. And Jana Mashone joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hello again. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, too.
What language were we just hearing in O Holy Night?
That was the Diné language, which you might also know as Navajo. Yeah, that's a really interesting, beautiful language.
What inspired you to do this album in 10 different languages? That's no easy feat for anybody.
No, it's not. It was not easy. I always wanted to do a traditional Christmas album, but I wanted to have a twist to it because there's so many beautiful versions of the music and then the songs, and I wanted to do something that no one else has done. And so I thought, well, maybe I can do a whole album in native language in one language. And I thought, I'm crazy, I'm doing this. But I was able to get the resources and work with different people and do some, you know, a lot of research to make it happen. And so we did it. And
I was going to ask you about to walk me through the process. How did you choose the songs and how did you choose the language for each song?
You know, I think that it's really interesting because I think that the creator had something to do with that because half the songs had to be translated because there weren't those songs in that particular language. And there's songs that I wanted to do, like Oh Holy Night, I just love the music, Silent Night, you know, those ones are real, everyone knows. I wanted to do those. So there were a couple of tribes that already had this translated, but there's some tribes that, you know, the idea of Christmas music, it's Christian music a lot. There's some tribes who are not Christian. And so I had to kind of go through that. I had to, you know, talk to tribal councils and say, is this okay to do it in your language, even though you might not have this as your faith?
That's amazing, though. I mean, this is not your typical rights and clearances process.
Yeah, it really.
So what did you do when you went to a tribal council? You said, this is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Will the elders give me permission?
Basically, that's exactly what happened. I didn't necessarily go in front of anyone. I made a lot of phone calls, and they had these things brought up in tribal council meetings. And there was a couple of tribes that did not want to participate, and not because of the idea, just because they didn't want their language and their songs.
What did they say?
They find their language sacred, and, you know, there's
that they felt it had its own sacred tradition, and they felt that grafting it onto another sacred tradition did not feel right to them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And it wasn't anything that was negative. It was just kind of that was the way it was. And I totally accepted that. And, you know, you have to respect that. So I did have to go through a lot of other languages to be able to get those 10. I mean, it was a process.
Wow.
It was a lot of research. Once we recorded the album, I'd already, you know, learned the languages. And I didn't learn any of these phonetically either because people say, oh, well, this is phonetic. But it wasn't like that. I had to go and work with language coaches for each of the songs and, you know, learn the grammar and everything else. But it was, you know, but then again, it was challenging. And
well, can we play a little bit? Like Joy to the World, for example, is sung in Chiricahua Apache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's play a little bit of that, can we? Joy to the World. It's lovely, and I think you get the point.
Yes.
Was that the hardest one, given the language and grafting it onto the song? Was that the hardest one?
That was probably, yeah, one of the hardest ones, because that one had to be translated. And the woman who translated that for me, we had to do that over the phone, and she was an elder woman. She was probably, gosh, in her 90s. and she barely spoke English. So it was kind of working with her and being able to translate that, because obviously that's not word for word. So she had to translate, you know, by phrases and the meaning of joy to the world. So, yeah, that one was pretty difficult, just because it's not exactly on the total rhythm of the original song, but I like the song and I wanted to do that. So, yeah, that was pretty difficult.
You've mentioned it, and you visited with us before to talk about some of your other music. You're Lumbee.
Yes.
Tuscarora from the North Carolina area.
Mm-hmm.
You sang Amazing Grace in Lumbee. It's not a traditional Christmas song.
No.
It's a song that's very well. Why did you choose Amazing Grace to speak in your traditional language?
Well, first of all, I already had a translation for it, so that was really easy. And second of all, I'm Christian, and I wanted to do Amazing Grace because it's just a beautiful song, and I thought it was a nice ending for this type of record. And I've been singing in church my whole life, and so I was like, I want to do Amazing Grace on a record. I was like, well, this will be a good one.
Well, we will go out on that, but before we do, do you have a favorite other than Amazing Grace, which I assume is probably your favorite? You have another favorite?
I do like, you know what's nice is What Child Is This is really nice. That's in Cherokee, and I think a lot of people, maybe from movies, they might have heard the Cherokee language. I mean, there's some more obscure languages on this record, but Cherokee, it's really pretty. What Child Is This?
All right, well, we'll test out our Cherokee, and we'll play a little bit of What Child Is This. Christmassy now?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I do. I do. Do you have a special tradition in your family that you don't mind telling us about?
Well, it's I don't know if it's a really, if it's a native tradition. I mean, we kind of gather together. We have, I have my immediate family, but then I have about a couple of hundred of us that get together and gather at my, we call it the Boy Scout Hut, but it's this place that we gather that my grandfather owns, who's passed away. But I don't know. We just gather together and we sing songs and just eat a lot of food.
Well, of course. But of course, one would hope. Here's another song I think people will really like. Little Drummer Boy, sung in San Juan Tewa Pueblo. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm speaking with Jana Mashoni, and we're talking about American Indian Christmas. That's Jana's album, where she sings 10 traditional Christmas songs in 10 different Native American languages. What was this experience like for you? I had no idea when we started this conversation that it had been such a complex process to achieve what you did with all these languages. I'd like to ask, what was this process like for you? And if you had to do it all over again, would you?
Absolutely. I mean, I've already had people who want me to do, you know, other songs and other Christmas songs in their language. I mean, I've had other tribes come to me, well, what do you do with my, you know, my language? And so I was like, well, if I knew about you, then it's hard finding. I mean, there's a few tribes that speak the language on a regular basis, but we have over 500 tribes in this country, and most of the elders speak it, but the younger people don't. And so it's kind of a way to know that these languages are still living. They're not languages of the past, but to be able to have the younger people in the tribes to know more about their language and accept it, and also for non-native people to hear native language, because a lot of people have never heard language, and you know, it might be kind of weird and might be kind of, oh, that's kind of strange, but it's something that's different. And I think people who have come to me and said, I really appreciate hearing, because I've never heard native language before. And so it's a way to just have people aware that these languages are still spoken. And we need to continue to keep it alive.
Can you remember any of the languages once you learned them, to converse in them, now that you've mastered them for the songs?
There was a time when I knew a couple of words in each of the languages. Like, I knew hello. I had to say hello in all the languages. And when I was deeply into them, I knew a lot more words. But I'm just old and senile now.
Oh, man, there's no hope for the rest of us. There's no hope for the rest of us. I'm curious if any of the tribes who passed you by, when they heard how lovely the album is, I understand that the spiritual aspect of why they declined, but I wonder if once they heard it and just heard how reverential it is, I wonder if anybody was sorry that they didn't participate.
I don't know if they didn't personally come to me, but the natives who have heard this, you know, since no one's ever done this, and again, there's other tribes that have come to me and say, can you please do an album in our language? And you know, they see the importance of it, that it's, you know, that it wasn't a way to make our language less sacred just because, but I think it's a way to open up. You know, we are in a country, in a world where it's important to share each other's cultures. And I think it's wonderful to have these beautiful songs that were written. If they call them Christian songs or whoever wrote them, doesn't matter. They're just beautiful songs that to mesh it with their native language. I think it's really cool, actually, you know, and it could be any other language. I think it's important that cultures are sharing with each other. So for me, I respected what they had to say to me about that. But I think natives who have listened to this album, they're like, wow, we had no idea. And luckily we've been able to have this out in stores. You know, the album is a few years old, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And I really appreciate the opportunity for people who are listening that have supported the album. Thank you, Michelle.
Well, thank you. Janet Mashoni is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. Her album is called American Indian Christmas, appropriately enough, and she joined us from our studios in New York. Jana, thank you so much. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Thank you, Michelle, and happy holidays to everyone listening, and I hope it's a blessed one. Thank you.
And let's go on with Amazing Grace, sung in Jana's native language, Lumbee.
Try.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Brecton Booker, Jessica Deal, Monica Evstatieva, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Jennifer Longmire Wright, Emily Oxenschlager, and Jack Zahora. Our line editor is Louise Clemens. Our senior editor is Kitty Isley. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. The program is directed by Rob Sachs. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. Thanks to NPR's Jackie Lydon for sitting in for me this week. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Merry Christmas. Let's talk more on Monday.